and the happiest of all Wednesdays to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
I'm kind of with him today. A little slow on the upbeat. And so is my computer.
I think he's in a precinct that is still only marginally reporting.
Oh, my goodness. The precinct chair battle, some of them out in Parker County, it was not pretty. I got to be honest.
So much precinct talk on the show today. But we have arrived on the fourth day of the third month of 2026. 63 and 302 left to go. 4 days this Saturday into Sunday. Overnight, we spring forward an hour. 13 days until St. Patrick's Day and 34 until Easter.
Aw, so much chocolate, and it has no fat or calories or carbs because it's a miracle.
And you can apply that to today because it's National Snack Day. So knock yourselves out.
The snack is underrated.
I had to restock our snacks.
Yes, you do.
In the household.
Because you have a wife now who's the liver queen's not big on the snack game.
What she considers snacks is very different from maybe what I never had thought about it previously, what I considered a snack. But I realized that my snack game was lacking.
Does she make 30 hard-boiled eggs on Sunday and eats them throughout the week?
Now it's like in a dark corner of the pantry, and that's my little area. Don't go in there.
That's all you get.
It is National Pound Cake Day.
I think of the Van Halen song.
Which I think it's National Kilogram Cake Day over there in the UK.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm still reeling from the Olympics in the metric system. It's National Grammar Day.
Like Kelsey?
We're the wrong show for that. It's National Hug a GI Day. Today.
Bring it in. Nancy Heather loves you.
And a Soldier of a Different Variety Toy Soldier Day. I still have all my little green army men.
Those aren't dolls. They're green army men.
Okay. And they come alive at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Sons Day.
Your mom.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Mrs.
Out there.
Buckner. Love you, Mom and Dad.
Thank you.
It's my baby boy.
It's International Scrapbooking Industry Day. Not just scrapbooking, but the industry behind it. Big scrapbooking.
Yeah, back in the
lobby,
early
probably.
O's, it was like all these women would go and spend like $500 at these parties. And then all of a sudden you realize you have a grown-up sticker collection.
There you go.
I said what I said.
And then you busted it out and started doing it again during the pandemic.
Or when you get married.
Discover What Your Name Means Day.
My dad used to say it was the green grass of Ireland.
Huh.
My dad had never been to Ireland, but was very Irish.
But I think it checks out. Mine, I believe, Kenneth translates into handsome. So they got that wrong.
You're fake wolf.
Hi, JB.
I don't know what that
How
one
you,
means.
Be nice to Ken.
And National Dance the Waltz Day.
Oh, fancy,
so
fancy.
We'll do a little 3-4 time. Coming up. On this date in history, 1861, Abraham Lincoln takes the oath of office, becomes the 16th president.
Woo!
1837, the city of Chicago was incorporated.
And then they made a band.
On this date, 1902, the American Automobile Association, AAA, was founded in Chicago. 25 or 6 to 4.
Good morning, Tow Truck Tony.
In 1924, the song Happy Birthday.
Aww.
Was published. On this date, 1933, FDR gave his famous "We have nothing to fear but fear itself"
Thanks,
speech.
Skippy.
He was by a fireside.
Yeah.
He's just chatting. 1950, Walt Disney releases Cinderella on Blu-ray and DVD. No, it was probably theaters back then. 1974, People Magazine was launched.
Didn't we talk about that last week?
It's possible. Okay. 1993, so the Spice Girls were formed.
It's Spice Girls.
2005, Martha Stewart was released from prison.
Aww.
Yeah. On this date in 2020, pandemic watching.
No.
We were watching Daredevil Nick Welenda become the first person to walk over a volcano. Never been done before. And on this date, we had a lot of love days. Way more than birthday. Let's skip past birthdays here for just a thrill. Draymond Green, he's a basketball player. He's 36. Patricia Heaton. Everybody loves her. And Raymond, 68. And Emilio Estevan, 73. So that's your birthdays right there. But we have other things. First of all, it is a good day to get hitched. 1952, Ronald Reagan and Nancy Davis got married.
Aw.
83, George Jones marries Nancy. That's a good day for Nancy's there. They got married. That would be his fourth marriage, but this is the one that took. And really, Nancy turned his life around. They had their wedding night dinner at the local Burger King there in Jasper, Texas.
There you go.
You think that's where like Rex and Reba are getting their inspo for the Sonic?
You betcha.
Uh-huh.
And then I believe we have a love and dedication, correct? Hello?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
I am amazing.
Oh. Ooh,
what's going on?
Jeez, set the bar high.
Today is mine and my husband's 13th anniversary. I just wanted to wish him happy birthday and let him know that I love him and I appreciate everything he has done for me.
Aww.
Fantastic. What's your name? What's his name?
Mine is Lara and his is Edward.
Very
that
good.
Is so cute. What are you going to buy him for your anniversary?
Lace.
Lace. Oh, my. I mean, it's no mini chainsaw, but what is?
You are really setting the bar high. Golly. Holy cow. All right.
Are you sure you're married?
Yes, we are very happily married.
I would probably guess so. That's fantastic. There you go. That's why we love today. Bar is set.
Thank you. Thank you.